Dreamscape presents The Good, the Bad, and the Emus by Donna Andrews. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Be careful, I said, looking up from the boxwood hedge I was pruning. We don't want another trip to the emergency room. We've used up our family quota for the week. My twin 4-year-old sons paid no attention, of course. Josh, who was supposed to be collecting the fallen twigs and leaves into small piles, continued to battle an invisible opponent, now using a particularly large, sharp stick I'd just pruned off the hedge. Jamie had volunteered for the task of loading the small piles into the wheelbarrow and ferrying them to the large pile by the driveway that was awaiting the eventual arrival of a borrowed chipper shredder. But his active imagination had transformed the bright red wheelbarrow into a high-powered race car, to judge by his repeated growls of vroom, vroom. And his racetrack was starting to inch near the street in front of our house, and while it was a little-traveled country road, cars did pass by often enough that I didn't want the boys getting complacent about playing there. Neither of them heard me, but I wasn't really talking to the boys. My 17-year-old niece, Natalie, who would be serving as the boys' babysitter this summer, snapped to attention.
Josh, she called out, drop that stick before you put someone's eye out. Jamie, out of the street, inside the hedge.
I returned to my snipping, satisfied that Natalie was on the case, and that she was beginning to get a handle on her job. She had taken care of the boys 2 summers ago, but apparently had forgotten how lively they could be. Then again, compared to 2 summers ago, their capacity for mischief and mayhem had grown exponentially. I'd gotten used to the change gradually as they'd grown. Natalie was still catching up. In a day or so, once she was...